evening, folks. It is Wobbly Player Syndrome, episode 28, a Warhammer 40k podcast brought to you by us, RLG, Real Loud Gamers. We do stuff, we like playing 40k, and we like rambling and usually drinking beer at the same time. Hi, how is everyone? Today, good, we have good. Five of us. Calm down, didn't say you. All right, so we do have Safe for Work, Mark.
Yes, hi.
We do have Isabel.
Hello.
And we, of course, Radio Mike.
Good morning, everyone. And afternoon, evening, even.
Covers all time zones. We get listened to all over the world. And coming out of the dark, not safe for work, Mark. Welcome back.
Yeah, I figured I'd finally dig myself out of the depths and say something for once.
I would have been disappointed you didn't, considering Necrons are involved and you play Admech.
Yeah, I know. I'm building a Necron force, played by Admech, which are purple and renegade. But let's not go into that right now.
Yes, we'll talk about that later on. So I hope everyone's doing well. We're going to try and do our normal regular stuff pretty quick. So if I ramble quicker than normal, it's fun. So straight to it. Radio Mike, new releases, quick.
Well, we haven't had heaps, but we've got Engine War, which has kind of just come out, the new Psychic Awakening, which has got a lot of interesting stuff in it. There's a bunch of new Admech stuff, the Tech Priest Manipulus. There's several different flyers called the Archaeopters, I think they're called.
That's right.
Not Ornithopters? They haven't completely stolen
they look
No, they're not totally ripped off.
Their trademark is pretty watertight.
Yeah.
There's like multiple different versions. I think it's a Fusilave, a Transvector, and a Strataraptor. Then you've got the Cerberus guys. You've got the Sulphur Hounds and the Raiders.
The My Little Ponies.
Pony guys. And the Taraxil Sterilizers and Sky Stalkers. So one of whom is surprisingly good in close combat, looking at their new rules.
Like a medical prescription.
Yeah, didn't it? Excuse me, you bend over
take,
and cough.
Take three pterodactyl and call me in the morning. And then we've got the new Warhammer Adventures Book 4. And the AOS one.
No, our kids love that.
Yeah, they do.
Yeah, mine really love it.
Actually my library at work. We've got the first book in the school library. How funny is that?
That's good.
And we're getting pre-orders coming up in the next weekend for War of the Spider, Fabius Bile, and the new Blackstone Fortress.
I'm looking forward to that one because it's got my Death Guard. So the Engine War had what in it?
That was like
Titans, Mechanicus,
Admech Knights, Chaos Knights, mostly.
Yeah. And Chaos Demons.
Demons, yeah.
Oh yeah, there was demons too. Because I was talking about the Exalted Demons earlier today, wasn't I?
Yeah, there's a big whole section of Slaanesh in there too.
Yeah, they put all the new stuff in there that's not in everywhere else.
And the narrative was pretty good with it.
What was that?
The narrative was pretty good, how they talked about the enslaved demonic traits that were done by the corrupted Admech. So it was really nice, actually. I actually got into the narrative for once.
Yeah, well, I haven't done that, so there you go. I got so excited about getting through everything, I didn't actually talk about what we're talking about today. How good is that?
We can leave it as a surprise.
It's a mystery!
Yeah. So 2 weeks ago... your message comes up on the screen and everyone records that, Isabel. So if you want to be subtle, doesn't work.
No, it doesn't. Nah. I'm looking at the bloody screen.
No, it comes up on my screen, which is the bitch that gets recorded.
Why don't you have two screens?
So,
come on.
We are here.
What year is it?
We do our monthly episodes clearly. This month just happened to fall 2 weeks after the big announcement of 9th edition is on its way from Games Workshop. I just happened to be awake at the, 11 o'clock at night to the announcements.
And I think a few of us were.
Yeah.
I wasn't.
I actually did a stream to get live reactions, so that was interesting.
I was drunk, sorry.
That's fine. You don't have to be drunk, sorry about that.
Doing the same thing.
So we're going to look at that big announcements, and there's been a lot of stuff that's come out since then. We'll have a look at that too. And you'll judge if we're excited, the title of the episode is called, Can Our Handle Wallets It? Can our wallet?
How many has he got?
It's on my first. I will slow it down.
Breathe, Greg. Breathe.
We all know it's exciting that 9th is coming.
It is. It's very exciting. We all knew it was coming.
Just as it's exciting that anyone's coming, really. But
who doesn't love when you're coming?
Oh, a little concerned that you'd like me coming. It's a bit weird. So. We've done a new release. That's good. Well done, Michael. Thanks, Michael. Appreciate that.
It's cool. It's what I do.
So we're moving into our hobby progress. We asked beforehand if anyone had actually done any hobby progress. There wasn't a lot of feedback. So, Not Safe for Work Mark has done some. And you'll see some of his work in the bottom left corner of the screen.
And I think we should have a standing ovation.
No, the crotch.
I know, and I'm not wearing pants. That's why I didn't stand up.
Build something. Actually decided to finally put some effort into some of the older Necron figures that I got. So got off my ass and painted a Cryptex spider. Totally useless. Well, now that I've read on it with the way I actually play the Necrons. But I thought I'd build a model. That was a little bit of fun. Absolute turd to build. So I know how you've gone with the Death Guard with all those spiky, pointy little bits bigging into your fingers and not fun. And got off my ass and actually started building some of the Admech figures that I've gotten, spent a fortune on already, and built myself it was an Iron Strider Ballistari. So
chicken
half
legs.
Pony with guns, if you'd call it.
Call them chicken legs.
Yeah, they're kind of fun. Go kabooey. But happy with it on the sheer fact that I stumbled across a way to make metal look weathered and rusted. So
you left it outside overnight by accident.
Yeah, but the dog chew on. Hey, Michael. a little technique I found that's worked for me, and I've now got a theme for what I want to push through for the rest of the AdMech.
Awesome. That's awesome. And, Michael, you said you painted some stuff.
Yeah, I built a couple of demons slowly, and I was like, I need to start forcing myself to paint Goliaths again. So I sat down and knocked out a couple more of my Goliaths, and I was like, yeah, now there's just two more out of that gang to paint. And then my dog ate one of the two that I painted. So it's like,
oh dear.
So it was literally two steps forward and one step back in terms of painting Goliaths.
There's still only one, not all of them.
Yeah. Yes, he just grabbed one and ran off with it.
Kids, dogs, oh, dangerous.
Yeah, so that's all the painting. My hobby progress is I bought a lot of stuff. But in my defense, I bought a lot of stuff before everything went off the shelf. So when everything came back, it just arrived all at the same time. Shit. That's great. So now I have 2,000 points of Death Guard to paint.
Well, considering the price of things now, I wish I hadn't done that, because those Admech My Little Ponies are not cheap.
No, there was a price rise, unfortunately, at the 1st of June. That didn't help either. I did notice it was most of the older stuff, most of the old Marines, not any of the Primaris stuff. So it was interesting. But if you do look around online, I won't promote anyone at the moment because they're not giving us any money. You can find some decent deals. See me afterwards.
I will.
Not that sort of deal.
See me in the car park afterwards. I've got lots of deals.
Have I got a deal
what
for
you?
Do
for me.
oh dear.
So, some of the social distancing restrictions have started to be loosened up. We actually are allowed to have other people in the house. That's not family. Still can't get rid of the family that's in the house, but that's not the point. Who's had some battle reports? Michael, you did some non-physical battle reports.
I've played a lot of Total War Warhammer and played a bunch of Blood Bowl and got absolutely thrashed in the grand final of the league that I was in. Just showed up to the grand final, like, having lost one game, and get in there, and it's like, all right, I'll just try and pick the ball up. One. That's cool, he rerolls. One. Okay. Okay, next turn. All right, fine. I'll punch someone. Basically, double one. Okay, fine, I'll re-roll that. Double one. Oh, that's how this game's going to go, is it?
Saved up your Dice God hatred for that one moment.
Definitely hackers.
I made one action per turn for like the first five turns because I failed the first dice roll I tried to make every turn. And then on the eighth turn, I just went, nope, I concede, bye.
And those in that league, in this one in particular, a few people have been absolutely hammered. My team's also been hammered in that team. It's just, it's brutal.
What?
No, different league.
Oh, in the other one?
Yeah.
Okay.
I don't need to talk about that league.
No, well, I haven't played that league for freaking weeks anyway.
Yeah, it's been brutal. I've actually managed to get three games in. of actual physical 40K on the tabletop, which you can actually see the remnants of the game I played today against Rob. His AdMech versus my Salamanders.
How refreshing.
It was, actually. I hadn't played my Salamanders since the Salamanders Codex came out. And I have a feeling it probably even longer than that, because I grabbed my data cards, opened them, and went, ooh, they still smell new. Oh, they're still in order. Oh, wow. Okay. And then I went, oh, combat doctrines. What are they again? I had no idea what I was doing. I had one vehicle, one Land Raider. I bought the handprints. The hand of God came out onto the table.
Goddess, thank you.
Goddess, sorry. And with the Redeemer and the Flamers, oh my God, just straight up the middle. And he comes out with the tracked guys for the AdMech. I can't remember what they're called.
Yeah.
I just went,
Cataphrons?
And they were gone.
Yeah, they're your Cataphrons.
Cataphrons, yep. And just put that down. And I had three aggressors out there with their flame gauntlets. And then there goes the other three Cataphrons. I went, holy crap. Who would have thought Salamanders like Flamers?
Salamanders and Flames?
Shock! So it was a really tight game, a lot of back and forth. And I think I'm in front by one, he's in front by one, I'm in front by one. It was like that until the end of turn five, the game finished 16-all.
Oh, wow.
That's a good game, though, right? Yeah.
Conclusive.
Nobody loves it, but it's a good game.
I had one model left on the table.
Oh,
I had a Terminator captain left on the table, and that was it. And he still had more. But he got too close to the captain. I went, all right, I'll swing back. The Drake Smiter Hammer? For roll a natural 6, it does 6 damage. And that killed his war boss. I went, hey, that's Slay the Warlord. Huh, and that's Assassinate. That's 16 all.
He's probably sitting going, you fucking bastard, I'll get you later.
The other two matches I played again, it seemed earlier, and with my Death Guard, I got slaughtered. I played a big game of Yarrick versus Gaz, which you'll see in the corner being streamed. Huge game, long day. The guns of the Catachan tanks were just far too much for Gaz and his boys. It was fun, though. It was a lot of fun. But when the boys came charging over and saw two Punishers there who fired twice and then just went, and then there was no more boys, it was a good game.
Thanks for coming.
Yeah, so that was pretty cool.
Get your dice cup out.
Yeah, well, that's what, 20 dice twice times two tanks, yeah.
No, that's a dice bucket. I'm sorry, that is not a dice cup.
But Gaz, Gaz is intimidating, I gotta tell you. Him coming down and just going, I don't want to, no, I don't want to.
But he has never been a slouch.
Nah, but then big boy. In the middle of the tanks, where he gets to re-roll hits and misses. Not just once, all hits and misses. That's just against orcs, so if you're not playing orcs, you're okay. He's pretty devastating. So there you go, 3 games. Which, if you follow in the ladder, Rob has now put himself into the top 5 with a win and a draw. So I think, Mark, you have to step up your game. And that's all I can remember. I know I'm on top because I just am.
Because you're playing and no one else is.
Moving right along.
All right, so there's our war reports, our hobby progress, new releases. That's our normal stuff. Should we move on?
Only if you insist.
I'm going to insist, but we'll go to our ad break first. Yeah? First, so we can have a deep breath for 30 seconds and then come back and start talking about other stuff.
That's enough to pour a wine.
Right, here we go.
We are Rollers, and we have the games for you. Be it board games, card games, dice games, or party games. You name it, and we have it. Find us online at rollersboardgames.com and follow us on Facebook and Instagram at rollersboardgames.
From acoustic to distortion, Storyboard Concept is music that's honest, relaxing, and full-bore rockin' music. Follow Colin at storyboardconcept.bandcamp.com. And we're back! Unmuted is even better. So welcome back. Yes.
Guess who's back?
Hi, everybody.
I did forget to put some plugs of our social links so you can find... have social links so you can find our games, our battle reports. You can find it on our YouTube channel, the RLG Real Loud Gamers. You can find it on our Facebook page, RLG40K. I'm looking over there because like, I don't remember the damn things. It's terrible.
I don't remember the goddamn things.
Twitch, we've tried a couple of times to do a stream of Twitch. You can find it on / Redbelly, which you're watching right now. Hello. Hello.
Hello.
Hello.
Watching this right now.
Anybody that's familiar with the Redbelly Twitch will know about hello.
Hello. of course, we got our Instagram, RLG40K, our Twitter, RLGOzGamers. Have I missed anything?
No.
Good.
Nah.
Cool. All right, so we're going to move on to part... Michael's scared me. Is he frozen or is he just... He has frozen. It's just weird.
He's back.
He's asleep.
It was kind of scary.
No, just Skype died.
Yeah, cool. All right, so Microsoft we're going to show... No. So 2 weeks ago, the 9th edition was announced by... We were going to play this video and then we're going to go, ooh, ah... Glenn McGrath. Hey folks, for the ones listening to the podcast, you won't be able to see the video, of course. You can check it out on Warhammer TV on their YouTube channel.
I think it's just a big bolt pistol.
I see a chainsaw. That's about the only thing I recognise from the Imperial side.
That is the film clip. And as you said, everyone's seen it. It's been 2 weeks. There has been over a million people who have viewed it. So yeah, you're probably right. Maybe we're not the first ones to show it. Maybe we're not.
Right?
Are you sure?
You're kidding me.
Maybe
I ran around trying to stop everyone.
Badge.
I mean, how dare GW show it before you?
I'm saying.
It's just rude.
It's just outrageous. So I think there's some key parts in that I think are worth at least going, ooh, ah, And on the podcast, it's going to sound very interesting.
No, that's pretty good. Podcast part for the course. I like it. Carry on. I agree. There's some excellent pieces in there.
What we're going to do, because yes, many people have seen it, we're going to go down the line, talk about two great things you've noticed about each faction that showed up. So you ready, folks? It's fire starter. I'll start off with the Astra Militarum. The things that pointed out to me was, Cadia, they're alive and well. Dang it!
Sounds so disappointed there.
And the two thing, female guardsperson. Yes, I was just very happy to see that.
Guardsperson of the week, by the way, on the community forums.
Mm.
Oh, I did see that. Yes, Isabel, your two things since we're done. I've gone out of order, but who cares, Isabel?
I think my two things were that we did focus on the females. Number one, we had that female guardsman. We had a bit of emotion, a bit of empathy, like literally just watching their colleague die. And then watching a female from the sisters save the day, take out the Necrons. And so females were at the forefront, which is actually a really good thing for GW to be doing because... There isn't a lot for females to get involved, but there are female hobbyists. I mean, I'm pretty low-key, but maybe we need more of me. That was my big takeaway.
There you go, new episode. Episode 29. Can the world handle more, Isabel?
yes, why not?
Michael, what do you think from the Astra Militarum side of things?
I'm trying to think of what else there was beside what was covered. Like, they're kind of there at the start.
You can copy me. It's worth it.
Well, yeah, like that was kind of it. There was a female guardsman, which is great. And hopefully we'll see some of that reflected in the model lines, not just in the cinematics.
Yes.
And because, you know, Victoria Lamb can't be picking up all the slack on that front. GW needs to get up their ass and do it as well.
Well, they got that. Oh, they got the new exclusive one for the birthday for the Catachan. So hopefully that.
Yeah, but no, you know what? Big, big props, Michael. Yes, that is an absolute truth that needs to be told right there.
Yeah.
Not much else to say about the guard because they kind of show up and then they get wrecked and then it moves on.
They get wrecked? Okay.
So I felt there wasn't enough bayonet charge.
Yeah. There should have been some motherfucker bayoneting that.
Yeah, because...
Yeah. 1917.
They stood up and got vaporized, but there was no bayonets fixed. I mean, come on.
How good is a gauze weapon in action? That's awesome. Not safe for work, Mark. What about you, Astra Militarum style?
Astra Militarum style, they just looked like they were really wearing those pajamas quite well and dying quite a lot.
Yep, that's the job.
Just tradition.
Basically, they look just massively out of power wearing linen pajamas.
There's something wrong with my helmet, sir.
That's on the ground with his head.
Like guardsmen.
Yeah. Basically, Astra Militarum, it's just like, to me, it looked like, oh, well, that can be off the side again. Look, here's shiny female figs and here's a whole bunch of Ultra Smurfs.
Oh, God, Ultra Smurfs. Speaking of Ultra Smurfs, Necron, since you are the Necron player, what was the two things you got away with? Brought to your attention.
Well, when I was 15.
As a Necron, I got away with.
First thing I notice is I'm going to have no money left. If I get over my temper tantrum, the fact that this has basically invalidated the appearance of 90% of my figures, and then I might be happy with it. Having said that, I do like the fact that we are starting to see a little bit of love for the Krons.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, has it really invalidated your existing models? I mean, it just gives
just
you some shiny
ones. You got your Canoptic Spiders, you've got your Destroyers, which are now totally and utterly changed. You're looking at a brand new type of Warrior, which I think looks absolutely disgusting. You got the Three-Legged Freak, which is now a running infantry type thing, and things that I don't have currently in my set.
I wouldn't be surprised if you can keep using what you've got alongside that.
No, I don't think they're going to go to legend status.
No, they won't.
But I think...
Sorry.
Yeah, and I do think it'll be fine, but the models, there's a chance that people might argue with that in I think, exclusive or, I guess, unfriendly groups. Mm. I don't think RLG is one of those.
Yeah, I was about to say that. With the group that we are, no one is going to do it apart from Disney because I'm poverty. But, yeah, if I'm not a tourney player, so I don't have to worry about that. I just won't be able to keep up with Michael buying my horse before I even do.
So here's the two things you took away from the Necrons.
Just hardcore, like really hardcore. Brutal, hardcore, emotionless, but the main thing I took away were they're going to be the next big bad. I think Chaos, alas, I think it might take a back seat.
Mm-hmm. Yep. I agree.
It's my turn on the list. Two things I took away, those Scorpic units look awesome. That's the big blade things and the big guy at the end who's even bigger than bigger. I'm going, oh my God!
The three-legged mutants.
That looked awesome. And the imagery of the Scarab Swarms just... going at the Marines. I just went, yes! Scarab Swarms meant to do!
Yeah, I just hope they amp the Scarabs up a tiny bit to make them more useful at doing that.
Yeah. Michael, two things you took away from Necrons.
I really liked all the new Necron models. I think they look really cool, but I'm like a shameless, you know, GW fanboy half the time, it seems. I just hope that they don't amp up those Scarabs because I remember how much of a pain in the ass Scarabs used to be.
Well, they were fantastic. They were freaking useless.
They were fucking horrifying back in, like, what was it, fourth?
But that's what I envision of the Scarabs is just that swarm coming at
you.
Like, it's just a plague of them coming at you. It's just brilliant. And you'll chainsaw it. It's going to do nothing. You need to get some Aussies out there with the bottle hats and the corks hanging down.
Adeptus Australis.
Captain Master Bruce.
Mark Kay, what do you say?
So I think they're trying to inject the character back in that I think the Necrons lost around that sort of 6th, 7th kind of where they... Or actually, even really 8th, where they just sort of... They lost that whole, like, roll a dice at the end of the turn and then they all stand back up kind of dread and kind of horror about them.
I didn't see any of those ones stand up in that video.
But the thing is that they kind of shamble a bit more and things like that, and they've sort of tried to bring the horror back that they originally had, where you didn't know much about them or anything like that, and it sort of turned your imagination on them. But really liking it, actually.
Yeah. All right. So the next people we were introduced to were the sisters. Michael, two things you took away from the sisters coming in.
I thought it was really cool to see them at all. It's great. I was expecting to show up later in the edition because they're never on time. But
there's a theory.
I think it's going to be broken.
There's a theory. There's a theory that every edition ends when the Sisters Codex comes out. What was the last Codex released in 8th? Sisters. What was the last Codex released in 7th? Sisters.
But yeah, it was cool seeing a representation of their ability to heal themselves with their faith.
Oh, that was awesome.
How good was that? Fuck,
that
I
was cool.
That.
It was like, yeah, fuck yeah. Just sack up and get over it. Just fortify.
Tits up and get over it. Sorry.
Yeah, well, that's why I swapped to fortify.
Get that up, yeah. Cool.
But yeah, it was really cool. Trying like an army of them.
Yeah, good, great. Segue,
yeah, I mean, for me, it was just that they were there.
They were the core of the fucking show.
Yeah, but the thing is that, I mean, we see these trailer videos and things, and then they go and release like 5 sets of the models. I don't know. It's almost like they're trying not to have these things be a thing. Weirdly enough, I'll believe that there's more to it when we see models in general circulation, you know, because the fact that no one can buy them is, you know, like there's no point having them in a trailer if you can't go buy the models.
I hear what you're saying because they've done that in the past, that's for sure. What is that?
It's a perfectly valid point when you look at what is clearly going to be a box set of Marines v. Necrons. Mm. And the sisters were the main part of the trailer, if anything.
So... I have a theory on that, but we'll see.
Mr. Safe, not safe for work, Mark. What about you?
It was nice to see them. After all the absence that there was, and there was the clusterfuck to do with the release when they came out, to me, it signifies that they are going to put a touch more focus on them this time. Maybe they are going to be the nemesis towards the Kron, not just General Imperium, but maybe the sisters will be. That's the opposite. That's the flick of them.
Yeah,
that's the feel I got, because they focused on that one sister being that holding point against the Kron force. Particularly, you see the Scorpec and whatever else is behind it. She's the holding point, and then she uses the others as reinforcements, not she's the reinforcements for the others.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So that's my feeling.
Bulwark of faith.
Yeah.
Yeah. Isabel, what do you think of? I know it's meant to be. No, it is.
So, pie in the sky, I want to see a Sisters Krons box set.
Yeah, I would love it.
That's what I want.
Why not?
And what I want, I want there to be a Sisters Krons box set, and I want the Space Marines not to take a back seat, but to be exactly what they've always been, the people you call on when other shit fails.
Yep.
I want that to be the case. And I think a Sisters Krons box set would make that reality.
I agree.
Don't think
it would be
see
beautiful.
Happen, but yeah.
No. I fucking want it, though.
Even this play out, I think it'd be nice to see a box set that didn't have Marines in it.
Yeah.
Well, we'll talk about something about that next... towards the end, but I don't think we'll ever see that happen.
No,
unfortunately.
Ye of little faith.
For me, the sisters...
You cannot heal your Necron wounds!
But for me, the sisters hopefully look like they're going to play a big part in the world. If you check out their community sites and stuff like that, sisters are everywhere. The imagery and stuff like that. So to see if they're going to keep going with that, with models and storyline and stuff, was fantastic. The healing by faith was just awesome. The one thing I just want to point out is where she hit that Scorpic with her power sword and it went, yeah, and I think that sums up power swords. I think they're shit, but that's...
I loved it. I loved it.
A chainsaw than a power sword. Chainsaw went straight through his chest. Power sword, pang!
No, I just... But what I also loved about that is she did that. She hit him in the leg and went, shit, that didn't work, but then completely moved into an immediate parry,
yeah,
which was an excellent... Just excellent, you know, Warcraft.
Yeah. I just wanted to highlight that power swords are shit. That was all.
Yeah.
Speaking of
unnecessarily
shit, Mark,
they
tell us
be
what
better.
You took out of the... Mark K, the ones about the Ultramarines.
Well, I mean, they were showing off the whole new assault Primaris, and let's face it, we've all been kind of screaming for that since 8th, basically. And one of the things I've noticed with GW lately is they're leaning into the whole superhumanness of the Marines that they haven't really captured very well in the past. They've kind of just been like cannon fodder in most of the videos and stuff. So, I mean, there's that, but I mean, on the whole, there wasn't a whole lot for Marines really in the video.
Sorry, not safe for work, Mark. You've got a bit of background noise there. I don't know what you've changed.
I'm having lots of problems with my setup at the moment. Sound and video are dropping in and out.
Okay, so what do you think of the Space Marines?
They're shit. Get rid of them. No.
Well, they're a bloody bout to, I think.
Yeah, for me, it connects in with my point that I said about the sisters. It was nice to see something else take the focus. Yes, I know the Smurfs are the crux of what's out there. They are the ones who come in to pick up the ship when the ship fails. Yes. And it was just very nice to see them disappear for a bit and get back on. I dropped in and out for a bit there, I think.
Yeah, you did. But I think we get what you mean. I mean, it was nice to see them represent in a video as not the protagonist. They are the people you call when you've got no one. They're the fucking A-team.
Yeah, that's the feeling I got from them this time. It's like, she's fucked. The Krons are coming around. They're going to kill her off. She needs some help. Oh, look, there's the ones who are there who are actually supposed to be the helpers. And they're going to help her out.
And then save
the fucking
day. That was
day.
The best part.
Yeah. It was nice to see them not OP.
Yeah.
Well, see, the thing is that, again, I mean, when they're charging with the scarabs and stuff and you see them deflecting the scarabs and stuff all around and sort of dodging the fire and all of that stuff, you sort of get that feel that they've got, like, the extra reflexes and things that they constantly bang on about in the lore, but most of the time you just see them being mowed down like guardsmen.
But
what
I
would have liked to have
seen when the swarm did get one of the Marines, and you know, anything can, especially in 8th edition, anything could take down anything. So then that Marine just sort of crumbled down because he was just overwhelmed. So they're not perfect either.
Yeah.
I would have liked to have seen a guard regiment hit the scarabs at the same time, and you see the difference.
Yeah, that would not be pretty.
That would have been, but it also would have made it like far less, you know, what is it, MA15 plus.
So it is really interesting to take away from the Marines. Much... That was it for the Marines?
I know. Sorry. I just got finished talking. Look, I like the Marines. I was a bit concerned that, seriously, the biggest takeaway I had was an ultramarine with a red helmet, and I'm like,
that's law.
That's a sergeant.
Yeah.
From
that, I was actually
going to
ask that
second.
Myself.
It used to be a sign of embarrassment. I can't think of the right word. When they stuffed
up, it was
a
sign of censure.
Thank you, censure.
During the heresy, pre-heresy.
Because the guy who had been censured did so well during the heresy, they went, no, it's an honourable thing now.
Yeah.
That's the short version, people.
So, because my experience with sergeants, because I'm telling you, even as far back as that, you couldn't get a sergeant with a helmet They wore no helmets. They did that because they were fucking better than everyone else. And they were like, I'm a sergeant, no helmet, let's go. Yeah. Anyway, so that messed me up to start with. Aside from that, great. Loved it. I loved it. I like the idea of Primaris because what they did was they amped up a lot of the other groups. And so the sisters, when you stand them toe-to-toe with a Marine, they're about the same size, which... That doesn't make sense if they're pure human. So, okay, maybe they're genetically engineered humans. Maybe they're a little bit taller, a bit stronger. Maybe a lot stronger. Not like Space Marines. But then Primaris make it sense that it's like, oh, they're the next level. And I kind of like that. And I love the way they juxtaposed that. When the Marine came in, felled that, Christ, what was it? Skorpec Destroyer. And the sister looked up, the Marine's freaking head and shoulders taller.
Yeah.
And it was an excellent juxtaposition, but they just both stood there as representatives of the Imperium above a felled foe. It was great.
Yeah. So it's funny how you, when they stood up and the Space Marine started walking towards her, going, yes, I just saved your life. The wings of the Imperium Eagle right behind it is going, oh. The wings of the... What is it? Angels of Death. Yeah! It's a nice little subtle background there. Well, I don't know if everyone else saw it, but I did.
Yeah, beautiful. Yeah, it was beautiful. Just
that
yep.
is brilliant.
Only a cinematographer would see that, and I didn't. So, big up you.
And the cosmetic of that shield. Where he picks up the shield and it's got a full skeleton on it. I was like, yeah! I love it! Practical? Probably not. But who cares? That's awesome! And then just the charging in, because it's what we want to see. We don't want to see gun lines. We want to see them coming at each other with the big chainsaws and swarms. And if they can get that into the game again.
Michael, stop being so angry. You've gone Hulk.
Have I?
Has he? Has it on my screen? You're fine on my screen.
He's green on mine. But at least he's got a screen. My camera has died. So,
So overall, Isabel, overall... Video excited.
Yep, big thumbs up from me. I showed it to all my kids, and they're all going to have nightmares for a month.
Yeah. For me, I showed my son because he's a Necron player, and he went and almost lost his shit, which I wasn't going to clean up. And I thought it was brilliant. I was really excited. Too much Ultramarine for me, but apart from that, Michael.
I didn't actually get to talk about what my takeaway from the
Marines
was.
Oh, what's your takeaway from the Marines, Michael?
I thought it was good that you saw Primaris, who have become kind of 40k-ified. When the Primaris were first released, they were very 30k-ish. They were all wearing the same armor, had the same gear. Their gear wasn't as embellished. It wasn't covered in skulls, and they didn't have bones, and they weren't wearing little pauldron shields. Whereas now, in 9th edition... They're 160 years into being 40k Marines instead of 30k Marines, and they're picking up more of the Grimdark.
Yeah,
so that's cool. I've got to say, like, I'm going to get into this later with the models, but agreed. I've got another angle there too.
Right, so overall?
Overall, I liked it. I thought it was nice to see this really cool cinematic. Yeah. I thought it was nice to get a non-typical antagonist thrust forward with the Necrons, because, you know, realistically they are a galaxy-ending threat. You know, taking them seriously for a change is nice. And it was good to see more than just Marines on the Imperial side.
Yeah.
And Marines not totally stealing the limelight.
Yes.
Yes. Yeah, absolutely. Safe for work, Mark?
I basically just agree with everything everyone just said. So
awesome. Yeah. The Ultramarines are shit. You are right. Well done.
No. Mark, not safe for work. Mark hasn't had a go yet.
He's about to.
No, I'm behaving myself. I said that was shit right from the start, but I'm behaving myself. Being good.
Yeah, we've got the Ultramarine player there, and we've got a Necron player. We had to separate them on the video because it's just not safe.
They're just so fucking OP. It's just no fun.
The Emperor protects,
and then he fudges it as well. So let's not get into that.
Cool. So that's the video that showed us a couple of weeks back, which it was pretty exciting. Were we actually any of us surprised they were announcing 9th edition?
I was a touch.
Not massively.
Not me.
No.
I felt the timing was interesting.
I just thought they might get some of their codexes out really first.
Totally. Upside.
I mean,
do you think COVID pushed it forward because they couldn't sell anything, so they had to try and generate interest?
I suspect that was it.
That is absolutely an astute observation. Definitely.
Well, the thing that I liked about it was that we didn't have that 7 months of hype leading up to the announcement. It was oh, hey, we got a big announcement. Bam, here it is. Yeah. There they was didn't... no disappointing, long lead up and disappointing drop. Yeah.
They didn't fucking October the announcement.
Oh, yeah.
So
they just
this...
did it.
Remember that is never going to go away. And it's never not going to be funny.
That and the sister gate. at the end of this, you will have to do your prediction of when Knight will actually be dropped. So remember, work it out, get your calculators out, whatever.
31st of February.
when Corona goes.
I like it. 31st of February. Lock it in. Hey, folks, we realise that we had this episode go on for a very long time. So to make sure your ears do not get tired, we have split this into two parts. This would be the end of part one. Exciting, I know. Edge of the seat stuff. Join us in part two. It will be launched at the same time, so you should be easily able to find it. It's where we get a bit more into the rules that we know of, how the models look, and general excitement.